Hello, and thank you for joining us for Life Without Limits, Planning with the PA Family Network. I'm Courtney Miles, and today I'm joined by Sue Tuckerman and Darcy Elks. Sue and Darcy are PA Family Network advisors with decades of experience in the IDA field. They also have experience with Agency of Choice, a method of participant-directed services. Darcy and Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. So we're going to be talking a little bit about participant-directed services and Agency of Choice. Specifically, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, though, to start it off and your relationship to the participant?
So this is Darcy, and I am a mom, and we've used Agency with Choice now for 12 years.
And I am Sue. And I have adult twin sons. They have autism and intellectual disability, and we have used participant-directed services for about 4 to 5 years now.
Okay, great. And so when you were looking at PDS, what made you choose this specific method, Agency with Choice?
Well, I can talk to that. My daughter is now 32, and when she was getting out of high school, she had a very clear idea about what she wanted to do, and she did go to university. Then after university, with assistance in a non-matriculated status, she went to university. Then after university, she really wanted opportunities to do things, and we looked around to try to learn about the service system for adults, and we found this option of participant direction. In other words, Mary, with our assistance, would be able to choose the services she wanted. So for us, we really liked the flexibility of this service, and we did decide, Mary and my husband and I, that for her employment, it would really be a good idea to hire an agency. But for her social life, she loves to go out and to do all kinds of things. It would be better for us to really direct that service. So I thought that Agency with Choice was really helpful in this way, because you could have the service of from a structured organization like a supported employment organization, and at the same time, do the self-directed part where we're helping Mary figure out what she wants to do, for her social life as well as for some things to keep fit. So that's why we chose participant-directed services, and we went with Agency with Choice.
And ours is a similar situation in that when my sons started receiving waiver services, we actually were not having a great experience with finding staff for in-home and community supports. We had waited months and months to get staff, and the people that were being sent out weren't really the best match for them. So we decided to find staff on our own, which we've actually had done in the past when they were younger through wraparound agencies or things like that. We would often find staff and refer them back to the agency. So this seemed like a good match for us. But like Darcy's family, we did and still do use an agency for employment services. And it has been a really good balance for us, because we know with the agency that we use, they're a great agency. And they always have, the support there that they need. But as far as the in-home and support, we can really find people that match our needs and our schedules. And there's not a middle person scheduling people. It just works better that way.
That's great. I know you both just touched a little bit on the flexibility of it and how that can be a game changer. What are some of the things that your daughter, Darcy, and your son, Sue, what are some things that they really enjoy about it?
Well, I think my daughter enjoys really directing things, to be honest with you. The fact that She is involved in the interview. She helped with the well, she helped with the whole process, helped with the advertisement that we put to get people to interview. She helped with the interviews, and that was many years ago now, 11 years ago. And so she likes the idea that she is directing. And I don't mean like she's a bossy person, she isn't, but that she can make up her schedule and what she wants to do. And honestly, in our situation, Mary and the support worker really have become friends. Like they've been together all this time. And Mary just really enjoys that kind of structure where she can have a say and really be listened to. What she says, is really important.
We all want that, right?
We do.
And for my guys, we, and I say we because we tend to all work together, we really appreciate the staff that we have and really the choice that we have when we hire people and find them on our own is so much greater because there is a pressure when an agency sends somebody out, and we all know that there's a shortage. So if they send somebody out, you kind of feel like you have to take that person, even if you know it may not be a great fit. I will say that being said, we've had people where, we come out and we'd say, okay, let's start tomorrow. And then they never started. And we would just, it was a revolving door. So we haven't seen that as much with the agency with choice and finding our own people. And the staff that we have right now are just really a great fit for my guys. They're more like peer mentors than staff per se. For us, it's a unique situation because I have twins and they're often together. So they kind of work in groups. So it's more like a social group than just a one-to-one type of thing. They all joke around. It is just really a good experience. And really, they have the say. Now they, to be honest, they don't really have much to say. But there are times where they're just not up to working, or we need to maneuver the schedule, and everybody knows that, and we work around that for them. So it has, it certainly has worked out well for them, being able to have their have a choice of staff. We've had, sometimes you get staff sent out and it's just not a good match. So we're happy to say that right now. And really, since we've been directing our own services, we've had great staff.
Being able to make those. Oh, go ahead, Darcy.
Well, I was just going to say something that you pointed out is I think in this in participant direction, I really think staff do tend to li stay longer because they well you try to find staff that will be a good fit with your family member, right? And usually parents are pretty intuitive about that. They have a pretty good sense of it. And people themselves who are receiving support may also have a sense of who could kind of like click with them and who wouldn't click with them. And we have found in our situation, I was thinking maybe Sue and yours too, the person, we only have one person in that we have hired. And honestly, she just keeps saying, "I love my job. I love my job." And I think this kind of service, of course, not all the time, but a lot of times does attract people who want to be, providing good, solid supports and genuinely like people with disabilities.
Yeah, and I think that there's something to it when they're working for the family or for the individual and not some other agency. I don't know whether allegiance is the word or what it is, but they do seem to have a respect for the family and understanding of the family. And there's not, The rules are the rules because that's how they have to be. There's not like some set of crazy rules from corporate or from wherever else. It's just, this is our family and this is how it works. And people seem to respect that.
So there seems to be a lot of things that are fantastic about PDS. What about an agency with choice? What about the other side of this? What are some things that you don't like about it or that can be challenging?
I would say finding staff is difficult. So that is definitely challenging at times. And we've gone, at times for months without being able to find any staff. But once you do find them, they're usually a good fit. And then there is a lot of responsibility and paperwork that has to get taken care of. And as family members, and individuals, we have a lot on our plate to begin with. So that's just one more thing. But as with everything else in life, there's trade-offs. So for us, it's worth the trade-off.
For us, there will be times when our support worker is well, she loves to travel, right? So she'll take a vacation, and so then that's a period of time. It's a that Mary is without somebody because we haven't hired two people. But Mary has a pretty active life, so it works for her. It's okay for her. So I would say that's challenging. Sometimes being in the role of the managing employer can be challenging because you do get, at least in our situation, we do really have a pretty good relationship with somebody who's been with Mary for 11 years and is her age. And I think I have to be very careful of the boundaries of the role. So I'm not her mother. I am the managing employer. So that for me can be kind of tricky. It's not really a problem, but it is, you have to be conscious about it, right? To maintain that role of the managing employer. So I think those are the two things. I find the role sometimes I can feel myself starting to slip over into, caring about this person as a daughter. She's Mary's age, right? And secondly, sometimes we our support workers, somebody who really loves to travel, and so she and Mary have traveled together, but sometimes she's gone for lengthy periods, and that can be challenging. Those would be the only two things really that are challenges. That was the question, was it? Challenges.
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was great.
And I think in general that that type of relationship is challenging when you have people in your home and who work so closely with you. And even when they're out in the community, when they're working so closely with your family member, you do become like family. But I agree with you, Darcy. There is sometimes that fine line. Sometimes you want to say, "Oh, don't do that," but it may not be your place to say that.
And I one other thing, I don't know where this fits in, but another thing that we are working on, which is challenging too in terms of our roles, is for Mary to give the direction to the support worker in terms of what she wants to do, where she wants to go. And that has gotten that is proceeding. Let me just say that's proceeding because everybody tends kind of to look to the person who's the managing employer, of course. But part of Mary's ISP is that she will step up a little bit more and offer direction to Jackie. So, oh, to the support worker. So anyway, I'm just finding that a great challenge. To assist Mary to be able to do that without just stepping in and doing it myself. Because the reality is, in Mary's life, Mary will always need some support workers in place. And so, to the extent that Mary is able to do it, Mary needs to be able to express and what she wants, right? And what she wants the support worker to do. But I would say in this model, we have an opportunity to do that. If it's a traditional agency model where they send people in, the agency is the boss, right? And the agency tells the workers what to do. And depending upon the worker, they may be will just stick very closely to that or try to bend the rules a little bit if the person they're supporting wants to do something different. So I think maybe this is the benefit, what I'm saying here of self-directed supports is it really is giving people with disabilities the opportunity to learn how to, express what you want and give some direction to the worker.
That's wonderful and really important. Have either of you ever thought about trying the other methods of service delivery?
So I'll speak to that right now because we have switched back and forth a few times, and there certainly are benefits and advantages and disadvantages to both. One thing that really sticks out is the rate. So if you use the other participant-directed service vendor fiscal, the rate is slightly higher. So that obviously is a benefit in finding staff. But with that, there is more responsibility. So I wouldn't say that there's more work because you really do need to do the same amount of work on both ends. You need to make sure the reports are in, the notes are done. But with the vendor fiscal model, you are responsible to keep that together. Whereas with the agency with choice model, they ask you, they request those notes monthly, they keep track of them. So the little bit of that responsibility is put on them. So for as a parent who we often feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders, I do feel like agency with choice is a little bit better in that they take some of that responsibility if that's, if that's your issue.
Yeah, that's exactly why we picked agency with choice. To be honest with you, I am not the best at computers. And when I heard it was a computerized program, I thought, I don't think this is really going to work. I need somebody who will help. And so for people who are good at computers, I think, personally, that that the fiscal agent role, the other agency, is good, really, honestly. But I wanted a person that I could talk to, that if I didn't understand something, I could go to that person. Agency with choice, you do fill everything out online, but there's somebody there I can call and say, I didn't understand this. And the other thing is, there's somebody there who really is not a boss, is just an assistant. So we went way over Mary's hours, allotted hours, and she really helped us to figure that out, And sometimes, I don't know about you, Sue, but sometimes people will say to me, well, isn't there a lot of work? It for us anyway, in Chester County, the all we get to do the reports, and they're quarterly reports, right? Every 3 months you have to give a quarterly report. It's a form, basically a form that you fill out. You could put a paragraph if you want, if you can fit it on, but it's not much work at all, and I appreciate having somebody there to, monitor. She does that nicely, but if there's something I might have overseen.
Well, and it does vary a little by county because for us, it was a little bit more than just quarterly. We were submitting them monthly. So it depends on the agency, what agency with choice is assigned to your county. And I think that can be a benefit or a drawback because sometimes there are some benefits too that some of the agency with choices do provide to individuals, workers. So it really depends too on which agency is the agency with choice in your county.
That's true. They're throughout the state, correct? Agency with choice,
That's
but
right.
that's true. They do have different ways of operating.
So, would you say that overall that you're satisfied with agency of choice and PDS? Does it create the best option for an everyday life?
Yes.
I think so too. I think it does. The way I would say it, the way things are currently, that is the best option for us. Yes.
It seems like with what you both shared, it gives a lot of flexibility and choice. Agency of choice seems to be a very good name for it.
Right. I will say, using with, choosing the staff that we have, my sons have made such great progress over the past year. And without age, without having the possibility of picking our own staff, we may not be where we are right now.
Yeah, and I would say Mary has a much better life than she would have if she had a different arrangement, if we had just agency staff assigned to her. And it's a really a wonderful thing for us because we're older parents, and it's just really nice to know that Mary has this relationship with her support worker, and the support worker has opened up her circle of friends to Mary, so Mary's met other people, and her age, right? Which, being a parent, you can't really make that happen, right? I'm sure the tr same is true for you, Sue, and your kids, and
Right.
so that's delightful, right? That's a delightful thing. So.
Yeah, it is delightful when, they're for us, for our kids, when we see them, they're all kind of just hanging out together. It's like I said, more like a social group. And even when we attend a social group, but the staff goes with them, they can just join in, just like everybody else. And, we go places, and the other individuals with disabilities know our staff. They come in, hey, how's it going? They're high-fiving and things like that. So it is a really nice mix for us.
Well, thank you both for joining us today and sharing your experience about participant-directed services and agency with choice. I think that this really gives people a good perspective about something they may not have been too familiar with. We'd love to have you both on again. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Life Without Limits podcast, Planning with the PA Family Network. We hope that you'll join us again to hear from more individuals. If you'd like to get in contact with us, we can be reached at 1-844-PA-FAMILY or on the web at visionforequality.org.